I was reluctant to put them in the charity bag, but couldn't think how to explain to Peter why I might want to keep them. Peter is a very down-to-earth sort of man. Things are black and white to him. So I put the shoes in the bag and hoped, in vain as it turned out, that I would be able to retrieve them later. John had always been a bit of a mystery to us. We were friends because we went to the same school, and I knew he worked as a clerk in the job centre in town, but the rest of his life was a closed book. Even at school he was secretive and had few friends apart from Peter and me. Like us, he hated sport, and we often bunked off and hung out behind the sixth form building. One thing I knew about John was he was quietly determined to follow his own path. He didn't much care what other people thought of him. I admired him for that, knowing that it was a quality I lacked. As was expected of us, Peter and I went to university. John left school in the middle of his A-levels and got a job in what was then the Labour Exchange. He stayed there until his death of a heart attack at work, never seeking promotion or passed as new. The three of us met up every few months in the Red Lion, John usually content to listen to Peter and me rabbiting on about our jobs and families, the latest films and exhibitions. He enjoyed classical music.